This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel is warning all residents in northern Gaza City they have 24 hours to evacuate their homes and relocate to southern Gaza. A statement from the spokesperson for United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the order was received by UN personnel in Gaza shortly before midnight local time. The order covers approximately 1.1 million people, including those taking shelter in UN schools and healthcare facilities. The Israeli military says civilians would only be able to return home when another announcement was made. Spokesman Stefan Dujarric says such an evacuation would be impossible to carry out without devastating humanitarian consequences. He said the UN is urging Israel to rescind the order to avoid what could turn what is already a tragedy into a calamitous situation. The order comes as Israel launched new attacks on Gaza Thursday. Israel says it had dropped 6,000 bombs on Gaza since last Saturday's shock invasion by Hamas militants that killed at least 1,300 Israelis. The airstrikes have killed at least 1,500 people in Gaza. The United Nations says nearly 340,000 Palestinians have been displaced from their homes in Gaza. Israel's military has deployed about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border in preparation for a possible ground invasion. Officials in the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii have released audio of emergency calls from the deadly wildfire on Maui Island. The calls were released Thursday in response to a public record request from the Associated Press. In one call, a woman asked the emergency dispatcher to call her grandson to come rescue her.
I live on Kumukahi. My phone can only reach emergency numbers. Can you please call my grandson and have him pick me up? The fire is right near me.
This is VOA News. At least 98 people died in the August 8th fire in the town of Lahaina, and more than 2,000 structures were destroyed, most of them homes. The fire was the deadliest and most destructive in the U.S. in more than a century. A judge in the western U.S. state of Colorado has rejected a legal challenge filed by former President Donald Trump against a lawsuit to keep his name off the ballot in next year's presidential election. AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
The lawsuit claims the U.S. Constitution's ban on those who have engaged in insurrection from holding office applies to Trump, citing his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Trump's attorneys argued the case should be dismissed because of a Colorado law that protects people from lawsuits curtailing their free speech rights. State District Judge Sarah Wallace ruled that that law does not apply in this case. The Colorado case is one of several involving Trump that stand to test the Civil War era constitutional amendment, which has never been ruled on by the U.S. Supreme Court. Along with lawsuits filed in Minnesota and Michigan, the Colorado case has a good chance of reaching the nation's high court. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Japanese government has asked the court to revoke the legal status of the Unification Church after an education ministry investigation concluded the group systematically manipulated its followers into donating money, sowing fear, and harming their families. Ministry officials submitted 5,000 pieces of documents and evidence to the Tokyo District Court to support the request for the dissolution order on Friday. If the order is granted, the church will still be able to operate, but will lose its tax-exempt status and face financial setbacks. The Japanese branch of the church earlier condemned the government's decision and said it was based on distorted information. The investigation followed months of public outrage and questions about the group's fundraising and recruitment tactics after former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's assassination last year. The man accused of shooting Abe allegedly was motivated by the former prime minister's links to the church that he blamed for bankrupting his family. Repeating our top story, Israel is warning all residents in northern Gaza City to evacuate their homes within the next 24 hours and relocate to southern Gaza. A statement from the spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the order was received by UN personnel in Gaza shortly before midnight local time. The order covers approximately 1.1 million people, including those taking shelter in UN schools and healthcare facilities. Spokesman Stefan Dujarric says such an evacuation would be impossible to carry out without devastating humanitarian consequences. You can find more of this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.